Good morning, this is Mark Rogers. Today's Gospel reflection is from John, chapter 17, verses 20 to 23. Jesus said, "I ask, not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, so that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As someone who aspires to be a progressive Christian, this passage makes me want to hang up my dog collar. I know it's from John's Gospel, so these words are a long way from the historical Jesus. But it's included in the canon of the New Testament, and therefore one would have hoped that the church might have taken it as seriously as, say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," or "do this in remembrance of me," or "baptize people from all nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." But sadly, church unity has never been a priority for the church. The Anglican Church pays scant lip service to this. How many times have I heard it claimed that the Anglican Church is wonderfully placed to be an ecumenical bridge builder? Founded, as it was, in the time of Elizabeth I, as an attempt to include Protestant reformers and Catholic sympathisers. But actually, the truth is not so flattering. After 500 years, the Anglican Church has only managed full communion with Episcopalian Lutherans. Now, that in itself is a tremendous accomplishment and a great thing. But it illustrates the innate limitation of the Anglican Church as an ecumenical bridge builder. We can only unite with other denominations that are kind of like us, ones with bishops and with a common understanding of liturgy and the sacraments. We will never be in full communion with anyone else. Forget Methodists, Presbyterians, Baptists, or other Protestants. No bishops, no sacraments, end of conversation. And what about Roman Catholicism? Well, it's possible, but this is out of our hands and depends utterly on Rome accepting us back. There's nothing more we can do that hasn't already been achieved through the archic conversations, for example, now I think nearly 40 years old and getting rather dusty. So the feeling is, I think, ecumenically, that we're all a bit stuck. The denominations are in a state of benign kind of competition. We try not to, obviously, to steal sheep, but we do our own thing, and we have really, I think, given up on any attempt at full unity. But being nice to each other is much better than burning one another at the stake, which we used to do very well. And yes, that's something to celebrate. Okay, I'll put my dog collar back on and try not to despair.